This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 17th, brought to you by U.S. Soy. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Total acreage enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program is now the highest level in a decade. The program evolves in focusing more on grazing acres than at any time in its history. Checks for CRP should have been issued over the first 2 weeks of October at roughly $1.8 billion in total payments. CRP acreage under the Biden administration has grown 5.36 million since early 2021, now at 25.86 million acres, a 26% increase in enrollment. Farm Service Agency is getting close to its 27 million acre cap from the 2018 Farm Bill. Other than issue payments, USDA is essentially freezing CRP in place because the authority to administer the CRP expired September 30 when Congress did not extend the Farm Bill. So FSA cannot accept new continuous acres or make any changes or revisions to CRP contracts. U.S. Department of Agriculture today reported over 197,000 metric tons of corn sales to Mexico for the 24-25 marketing year, adding to yesterday's 1.62 million metric tons, which was the largest flash sale of corn in nearly a year to Mexico. Doug Bergman of RCM Alternative says it's a good sign for demand, but more large sales will be needed to significantly change the supply-demand outlook. U.S. ethanol production a little changed last week at 1.04 million barrels a day. Stockpiles edged up to 22.3 million barrels from 22.2 a week ago and were 1.2 million barrels above their year earlier level, according to the EIA. Analysts surveyed by Dow Jones estimated stocks between 21.1 and 22.9 million barrels. Economists at the American Farm Bureau Federation say time is running out for thousands of farmers who may face steep fines and possible jail time for failing to file their businesses with the federal government. January 1 of 25 is the deadline to file beneficial ownership information with the U.S. Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. New analysis by the American Farm Bureau economists shows more than 230,000 farms are required to file, but government data indicates less than 11% of all eligible businesses nationwide have done so. Businesses that fail to file or do not update records when needed could face criminal fines of up to $10,000 and additional civil penalties of up to $591 a day. Failure to file could also lead to felony charges and up to 2 years in prison. Farmers are encouraged to contact an accountant or attorney if they're not sure whether they are required to file their business's ownership information or with the Department of Treasury. The Gaza Strip is still at risk of famine more than a year into the Israel-Hamas war, even as the number of people facing the most extreme level of hunger has declined in recent months. The findings come after the United States warned Israel that it might cut off military aid if its ally does not do more to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Hundreds of thousands of people there are displaced from their homes and packed into tent camps and school-turned shelters. According to the military's own figures, a little over 5,800 tons of food has entered all of Gaza so far this month. That's compared to 76,000 in September. Not all of the shipments have reached the people inside. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by U.S. Soy. The tiny, unassuming soybean is a mighty force, providing the protein, oil, and fiber that powers people and our planet in multiple ways, sustainably and reliably, harvest after harvest. With unmatched versatility, U.S. soy is meeting the world's growing demand for food, feed, fuel, and so much more. Learn more about soy's superpower at wholebean.ussoy.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.